pay contract right now is with one of them is with the largest book publishing company in Japan, and they are contracting my team to do a book on the to forecast the Japanese economy in each sector.
Really?
Yes. A big book, a very, very big book.
Well, I was about to ask you if there was more money in actually going about and talking about remote viewing than there was actually in the remote viewing itself.
Yes, there's a lot of money to be made there, but I refuse to do it. That's not how I want to spend my life, you know, just talking dog. I love my work, and talking is great, you know, to people like you. I've really enjoyed this.
Oh, I do too.
But I couldn't do it too long without being... I need to work. I love my job. So it's getting out there on the ground. We've been really succeeding in Japan. I'm a big star on Japanese television now. Every month I have a big special.
Oh, yes, something about you being on Japanese TV every month.
Yeah, big special on Asahi TV Channel 10. I'm pretty well known in Japan now. And that's what, look, the Japanese television, the entertainment industry, has paid me to do what I've wanted to do in the States, and that is to locate missing children and to solve child murders. And so that's what I've been able to do in Japan.
Do you find more cooperation from government officials, local police, you know, agencies of varying sorts in Japan than you do here?
I have everything I want there.
Really?
Even the parents are so thankful for anything that my team and I can do, anything. The police, the media, everybody. In the States, I have to do it clandestinely.
Yes. Why do you think there is such a large difference? What is it about our nature that makes you look like the Wicked Witch of the West here in the West?
I'm not quite sure. It could have been mistakes I've made in the past. And the situation has been greatly compounded by a group of psychics, a remote viewing group of psychics that terribly botched a child search, Elizabeth Smart child search. And that has just about erased any hope of getting law enforcement on my side here in the States for the next couple of years. That's why we have to succeed a lot in Japan, take those successes back to American law enforcement, especially the FBI, before we can make some inroads here. But, boy, it's been tough going, really tough going here in the States. I have one more case left in the States, and I have to run it clandestinely and sneak around to find the child's bones because I'm not getting any support from anybody on this case.
But yet in Japan, you get all kinds of support. What's the record over there so far? How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing exceedingly well in terms of locating... Well, a hit-and-run, a 7-year-old child hit-and-run victim, describing the automobile, where the hit-and-run, where the driver works, those kinds of things, locating the body of an infant. We're doing exceedingly well there. I've got everything I need.
Ed, what went wrong with the Elizabeth Smart case? Where did the team and how did the team go wrong?
They didn't have the expertise. They tackled something they could not solve. They did not have the expertise to solve. They never were trained in advanced skills in terms of setting a problem up and correctly analyzing it. And their egos got in the way. I have fired more people because their egos exploded. Because remote viewing is a very empowering thing, Art. When you can do this, you are hot stuff. And, you know, I've even had to check my own many, many times.
Well, no, I just bet you have, because we've talked about that before. One thing shines through with you, Ed. You're not the shy, retiring type. You've got a pretty good-sized ego.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep that out of your work?
You got to. You must. Once you put that pen on the paper and you start working the way that we start as remote viewers, as professionals, you better have that ego out of the picture. You're not going to be able to control your imagination, and you're not going to be able to stop the judgment of the incoming data, and you're going to crash and burn. You can strap your ego back on.
Well, then you've got to be Dr. Jekyll and Major Ed Dames.
Essentially, yeah. Everybody works the same way in this. It's just like being an airline pilot. A pilot can have a big ego, but when they're in the cockpit of a 747 responsible for all those passengers, they've got a darn well-told line. And, you know, act the same degree of standards that every other pilot does. Once they get, you know, once the plane's landed and they're off, that's fine. Strap the ego back on. But there are standards here of performance.
How do you recognize when a remote viewer has his ego totally blocking any decent information? How do you know that?
They become emotionally unstable. You can see it. I had one that happened to me in Japan. One got caught up in the drama, lost his perspective, had serious personal problems, and had to be let go.